度侍奉嘅一个主日咧，同大家都有一个啊咁美好分享嘅时间。咁咧啊，我仲记得咧啊，第一个主日嚟到挪威尔圣经教会嘅时候咧，哇，好大风雪啦，记唔记得？2015年啦，哇，风雪相迎啊，麻省啊，咁今日都飘飘少少雪咯，四月雪咯，所以系飘雪相送，哈哈，真系有意思啊！求神继续引领。咁今日咧，我哋会一齐嚟啊思想呢一个嘅题目，叫做末了的话。在圣经呢记载了很多人离开世界或者是告别一个教会的时候的记录，是吧？譬如摩西离开的世界的时候，这个耶稣基督离开世界的时候，或者呢是某个传道人，譬如保罗和以弗所长老告别等等那种的记录。但是呢，在我们中文和合本圣经里面呢，出现末了的话这四个字呢，咁呢就只得三段经文嘅啫，唔係代表着只有呢三段先係末了的话，好多都係末了的话，但係呢三段经文係出现咗呢四个字，咁当然唔係出现咗呢四个字先有呢个意思，但係呢呢四个字嘅出现呢，其实都俾我哋一啲提醒，係咪？第一次出现呢係大卫，大卫要离开世界之前，咁呢佢数算神嘅恩典，佢话我仲有末了的话，哇，神嘅恩典喺我一生中真係好多。第二次出现呢就係、是、喺以弗所书第六章，又是同一位作者啦，保罗，他说我还有末了的话，你们要穿起全副的军装等等。第三次呢就是今天我们这段经文啦，哥林多后书啦，一会我们会再读一次，是吧？咁呢我想下，哇，末了的话大卫呢就不是挺啱我咯，是不是？我仲未大卫系要就快离世嘅啫嘛，我希望唔系咁嘅情形啊嘛，所以剩翻两个可以选择啦。以弗所书咧，其实大家好熟噶，系嘛，穿上全副军装啊嘛，咁咧哥林多后书咧，相对嚟讲，可能我哋比较少睇啊，所以咧我就拣咗呢一段哥林多后书。其实头先大家都听过噶啦，呢、这个只虫仔要挤埋过去。虫仔挤埋落我个电脑度，系唔该晒，系少少技术上嘅讨论啦，系好咁咧嗱，你哥林多后书呢段经文咧，其实系我哋头先都读过噶啦，系咪啊？OK， 好 reset 一下吓，啊得啦，唔该晒啊。咁呢段经文咧，其实系提醒到对当时嘅教会讲咗六样嘅主题，你有冇睇到啊？六样主题，边六样咧？嗱，不如我哋写出嚟啦吓。佢话第一要喜乐，第二要做完全人，第三要咩啊？受安慰，之后咧要同心合意，之后咧又彼此和睦，最后亦都提醒到要点啊？务要圣洁，所以要六样嘢，或者咁讲啦吓。哥林多后书有13章，意思即系话呢个系最后一章，最后嗰段啊，即系保罗写咗12章之后咧，咁佢会谂下，哎呀，要结束啦吓，都系唔放心啊，再写多一次啊。其实呢六个主题前面都讲过噶啦，但系佢再讲一次，强调呢六样嘢。如果我哋仔细睇睇咧，我哋可以咧发现呢六样嘢咧可以分成两大类，你同唔同意啊？吓，呢边一边系一类，嗰边一类，咁嗰类系乜嘢咧？呢类系同个人有关嘅，咁另外一类系咩啊？咪同群体有关咯，系咪啊？你觉得系唔系啊？系喎，系喎，当然唔系一刀两断啦，呢个净系个人，呢个净系群体，唔系彼此有相关，但系。圣经先教我们个人有生命的更新之后，才可能带出群体的改变，是吧？好了，如果我们慢慢一样一样来看，其实有很多东西今日的任何教会都可以学习得到的。讲什么呢？第一我们看个人先，好吧，个人部分先，喜乐，你喜不喜欢喜乐？ 梗系中意啦，但系每次圣经写低话你们要喜乐嘅时候咧，请问嗰啲读者当时喜乐还是唔喜乐啊？
喜乐
就唔系几喜乐咯，喜乐就唔使叫你喜乐啦，系嘛？都好喜乐啦，仲使乜叫你喜乐咧？就系、是、有啲唔喜乐嘅嘢，先至勉励佢哋、鼓励佢哋，叫佢喜乐啊嘛。咁哥林多教会有咩唔喜乐嘅嘢啫？呢、這个咧就系背景啦。哦，哥林多教会嘅少少背景，咁咧其实圣经经文已经讲晒好多噶啦。呢、这个背景由特别由哥林多前书咧就讲得好清楚啦。啊，譬如讲到教会分裂，啊呢、这个系属呢一派嘅，呢、这个阿波罗嘅，我咧就系、是、保罗嘅吓、啊，我咧又基督嘅，分门别类吓、啊。第二个问题咧，道德败坏，同埋乜嘢咧？彼此告状，道德败坏，甚至有人点啊娶自己嘅继母啊！哇，你话呢个系咪好好乜嘢啊？乱伦咯，呢个咪系嘛？咁咧增重嘅事就系告嚟告去啦啊！咁咧第三个问题，婚姻有关啦，离婚嘅问题啦啊！咁咧仲有乜嘢咧？哇，真系好多祭偶像嘅问题吓、啊，当时嘅社会背景啦吓、啊，敬拜嘅问题，到底敬拜用咩次序咧吓、啊？敬拜用咩方式咧吓、啊？恩赐嘅问题，大家嘅恩赐应该点样嚟彼此相顾咧啊？最后复活嘅问题。他们对复活搞不清楚，之后就是金钱奉献的问题等等，是不是很多的 issue， 是吧、啊、很多、啊、所以一个这样的教会，我相信会有的心都是很乒乒乓乓，所以最后保罗说要喜乐，你们要喜乐，怎么喜乐法呢？这段经文就在哥林多前书第一章就一讲就讲出来了，我一齐读一读好吗？一章第四节话啊，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。嗱，点样可以喜乐呢？必须要有人安慰。这个安慰是点嚟嘅咧？这个安慰由神嚟嘅，神安慰咗我哋。於是呢，我哋得咗神嘅安慰之后呢，其实就拎呢啲嘅经历呢去安慰仲有需要嘅人喎、哦。呢、这个咪安慰会传出去㗎，係咪呀？哇，呢、这个犀利喎。於是我哋多受苦难，多得安慰，亦都可以去多去安慰人。一阵间我哋会睇一段短片嘅，就係、是、一个真实嘅见证。佢係一个好人体呢好悲惨嘅人生。但係因为佢经历到神嘅安慰，於是佢亦都将佢得嘅安慰去安慰好多人，影响咗千千万万人啦。一阵间我哋睇好嘛。所以人会喜乐呢，其实唔一定係环境㗎喎、其实更重要係由神改变咗我哋。咁呢個哥林多教會，神佢勉勵佢哋嘅時候，雖然咁多問題，喜樂啊！你哋要喜樂啊！第二個做完全人，我認為聖經叫我哋做完全人咧，有兩類基督徒係唔需要聽，兩類就係、是、呢兩類嘅啫啊！嗱，我哋調查一下好嘛？第一類咧。就是你觉得已经很完全的了，100%完全了，已经完全了，还用什么做完全人呢？是吧？吃饱了还用什么再吃？是吧？所以第一类是已经是完全的人。调查有没有这样的人先、啊、今天、啊、如果有呢，你现在就可以请出去的了，不需要听的了。没有、啊、没有这样坐下听。第二类想不想知道、啊、第二类不需要学的了，就是今日之前死咗嗰啲，呢个唔使调查啦，呢、這个唔使举手啦，真有人举手我哋就走人，系嘛？只有两类人唔需要，其他所有人都需要做，咁啦，真系要学下点做完全人啦吓。其实哥林多前后书做讲到呢度最后嘅话语嘅时候，系一个前边嘅整理嚟嘅，一个 summary 嚟嘅，所以我哋要睇翻前边佢讲乜啦。第一。他先做这个，要做完全人之前要必须有个基础，叫做什么？新造的人，一起读一读好吗？五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
如果不先做一个新造的人，怎可以做完全人呢？新造的人是生命的改变，信耶稣那天开始的，是吧？信了耶稣，于是这个人的生命开始变了。当然千祈不要给自己或者对方一个过高的盼望、啊、你以前这样你信了耶稣还这样是啊，信了耶稣不是一日变晒的、啊、今日哎呀好丑样，听日一信了耶稣，哇照镜都不认得自己，这样不是这样的，生命改变要时间的嘛，不是神变不到我们，是我们适应不到、啊，这个是问题，是我们自己适应不到，所以神呢改变我们是一个缓慢的过程，有人快有人慢，但是总是不是一步登天的，对不对？所以新造的人是入门之阶，一定要有这门，不是呢就没办法再改变了，但是新造之人旧事已过，都变成新的时候，不是就是停止于这个阶段，因为第六章又讲到什么呢、哦、要认识另外一个层面了，第六章是提到神的子民，我们要知道我们做了神的子民，怎样做神的子民呢？我们成为永生神的殿，殿是什么呢？圣殿嘛，圣殿是什么呢？是圣殿代表着神与人同在那个地方来的嘛，咁而家咧，我哋成为神嘅殿，殿入边有神嘅、哦，咁我哋入边有冇神啊？有圣灵啊，神嘅灵与我哋同在，信咗主之后，圣灵与我哋同在，所以咧，我哋就成为圣殿咯，系咪啊？咁呢个系乜嘢咧？第二个层面，新造的人个层面系生命素质嘅改变，神嘅子民嘅层面咧系。神同人关系改变，我们不仅止生命素质改变了，而是建立了一个新的关系，这个新的关系就使得我们逐渐逐渐去成为完全人咯。如果、你今天、邀请到一个人客住在你家三日，有没有做过这些事？有，你有个人客来你家住三日，你如果有个人客同你住三日，你是不是更认识他？他是不是又更认识你？当然啦，不是你在教堂讲三个钟都是得个层面是对话咯，去到屋企就不同的了，是不是？哦，佢系点样瞓觉咁啊？几时起身啊？咁啊，讲嘢嗰把声大唔大噶嘛？啊，食嘢个样系点咁？我望住晒，点解咧？因为有相处啊嘛。但系三日，但如果你唔系同佢三日，你系你嘅配偶一生住埋一齐，咁你系咪认识得更多啊？系咯。嗱，咁而家请问，神嘅灵住喺我哋入边咧，系住几日噶？吓、啊，一辈子噶嘛？请问我哋咁样同神嘅灵相处，系咪会越嚟越识得彼此啊？梗系啦，神当然一知就知晒我哋噶啦，但我哋不一定认识佢、啊。于是圣灵住在我哋心中，建立咗一种关系嘅时候咧，我哋对神嘅认识会越嚟越加深，就。迈向完全人那个方向咯，第三个层面叫做得以成圣啦，第七章第一节啦，佢鼓励我哋点咧？我哋呢个得着应许嘅人咧，身体、灵魂、一切嘅污秽都要除去，敬畏神，于是得以成圣，作完全人系第一新造的人入手嘅。之后呢你认识到神同人有个关系叫做子民的关系，于是我们可以继续同圣灵的改变沟通之中呢得以成圣进入这个过程咯，是不是、哦、这个就是第二第三个叫受安慰、哦、为什么要受安慰呢？第七章第六节其实教了一个很重要的原则、哦、一起读好吗？但那安慰丧气之人的神，藉着提多来安慰了我们，不但藉着他来，也藉着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们。这里有讲很多个安慰，安慰，安慰，是不是？ 安慰点嚟嘅咧？佢话安慰丧气之人的神，所以安慰系由神嚟嘅，系嘛？安慰系神嚟嘅。当神安慰我哋咧，哇，真系好唔锯都变咗锯啦，系咪？因为神嘅灵喺度，哎，你唔使咁激心，系嘛？哦，感谢神，感谢神，系嘛？由神嚟咯。但唔知由神嚟，佢话第七节咧，不但藉着神嚟，亦藉着提多带嚟嘅安慰，所以系人嚟嘅咯，系咪啊？人亦都可以带出嚟安慰嘅，哇！真系一句安慰之言啊，可以俾另外一个肢体、另外一位信徒好大嘅鼓励啊！啱唔啱啊？求神俾我哋呢个安慰之言嘅恩赐同埋智慧。好多时候啊，人哋同我开玩笑，哇！吴牧师啊，你真系聪明。下面嗰两个字系咩啊？绝顶啊！咁咧，有人亦都有安慰嘅话嘅，佢话吴牧师你唔使紧张，聪明绝顶咧吓。其实咧，表示乜嘢咧？唔系绝顶，系你块面子大啲，系嘛？安慰之言，真系系咪啊？神同人会带嚟安慰噶，所以我哋求神俾我哋呢种恩赐。咁咧，下边咧，请大家睇一段短片，好唔好啊？睇下神点样用人嚟安慰人，好嘛？啊，唔该，熄熄灯，好嘛？唔该。
What makes someone extraordinary? Their abilities? Their talent? Or simply, their smile? When I first met Nick Vujicic, I knew I had just encountered someone extraordinary.From the moment he began to share his amazing story with me, I witnessed firsthand how God is using a man with no arms and no legs to be God's hands and his feet.
My dad was saying that he was, you know, his head was next to my mom's head as I was being born, and he saw my shoulder, and he just went pale.He was hoping my mum didn't see me because he saw that I had no right arm. And my dad had to leave the room and he couldn't believe what he saw. And the doctor came in and my dad said, my son, he has no right arm. And he says, no, your son has no arms or legs. And he said he nearly fell on the floor. He couldn't believe it. And the whole church was mourning, you know, like, why would God...let the pastor's son be born that way. And my mum, at first, she didn't want to hold me. She didn't want to, you know, breastfeed me and all that. She just felt very uncomfortable for the first 4 months. And it took them quite a while before they could trust in God that he didn't make a mistake, that he didn't forget them or me.
Nick's parents gave their fear and even disappointment in their son's disability over to the Lord. They chose to trust God and his promise that he had a plan and purpose,a hope and a future for their son. But as the years passed, Nick, on the other hand, had many challenges trusting in a God that he felt gave him less.
I challenged God. I said, God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I won't probably have peace until you're in my heart, but I will not let you in my heart until you answer me, why? Why did you take my arms and legs? Why didn't you give me what everybody else has?And I said, God, until you answer me that question, I will not serve you. And so I wanted to end it. If God wasn't going to end my pain, I was going to end it myself. So at age 8, I tried to drown myself in a bathtub of 4 inches of water. I told my mom and dad, I'm just going to relax in the bathtub. Can you put me in the bathtub? And yeah, I turned over a couple times to see if I could do it. I couldn't do it. The thought that stopped me from going through with it was the love for my parents. Because I love them so much and all they did was love me. And I thought to myself, if I actually went through with this, I pictured my funeral, I pictured my parents, and all I saw was guilt on their shoulders that they couldn't have done more.
That would be the last time Nick would attempt suicide.But it wouldn't be the last time he would come face to face with those deep issues that made him want to end the pain. Then one day, Nick's mother had him read an article about a severely disabled man. And that man's story made a huge impact on Nick.
I have a choice to either be angry at God for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. And my mom, she said, Nick, God's going to use you. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God's going to use you. And those seeds started penetrating in my heart. And that's when I started seeing that there is no point in being complete on the outside when you're broken on the inside. And I found out that God can heal you without changing a circumstance. I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I read John 9 at age 15, where a man was coming through a village, and a man, this blind man from birth, Jesus saw him. People said, why was this man born that way? Jesus said, it was done so that the works of God may be revealed through him. And in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. And I believe God breathed in me life and faith. This faith came over me. This peace came over me. And I felt like God answered my question.
And what was the question and what was the answer?
The question was, why? Why did you make me this way? And the answer was, do you trust me? That's the question. And when you say yes to that question, nothing else matters.
But what was it specifically for you that made you say, Lord, I'm going to trust your word because I know it's true. I'm going to trust you even if I don't know what you have in store for me tomorrow.
Right. Because there was nothing else I could find. There was nothing else that could give me peace. I knew arms and legs wouldn't give me peace anyway, arms and legs alone. I needed to know the truth of who I am, why I'm here, and where I'm going when I'm not here. And I haven't found that truth anywhere else but in Jesus Christ.
And it was in Jesus Christ where Nick found the strength to do what many thought would be the impossible.
And it's so hard to be strong when people constantly say, you're not good enough, you know, go away, you know, we don't want anything to do with you. Nick, you're a nobody. Nick, you can't do this. Nick, you can't do that. Nick. In life, if you don't know the truth, then you can't be free. Because then you'll believe that the lies are the truth. But once we realize that when we read the Word of God and you know the truth of who you are, I am not a man without arms and legs. I am a child of God. I am forgiven of my sins. I'm an ambassador of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm nothing but a servant of the Most High God. This is not about Nick. It's not about Nick's capacity and capability to become this conqueror. I am nothing. I'm nothing. God, though, lives in me, and I now live in His strength. And whatever Jesus conquered, I conquer. I believe if God doesn't give you a miracle, you are a miracle of God for somebody else's salvation. And I thank God that He didn't answer my prayer when I was begging Him for arms and legs at age 8. Because guess what? Because I have no arms and no legs, He's using me all around the world. And we've seen so far, approximately, this is conservative, 200,000 souls come to Jesus Christ for the very first time in the last 6-7 years. And what would you rather? Would you rather have arms and legs, Nick, here on earth and no arms? No. Whatever His will is. Because I'd rather have no arms, no legs temporarily here on earth to be able to reach someone else for Jesus Christ and then spend eternity with them there.
In the last decade, Nick has shared his story in 24 countries to over 3 million people. And whether he's talking to a stadium packed with people or one single person, his heart behind the message is the same.
God loves you. That He hasn't forgotten your pain. He hasn't forgotten your family. And maybe while you're watching this interview, you've compared your suffering to my suffering. And that's not where hope is, to know that someone else, in your opinion, is suffering more than you. That's not where hope is. But hope is in the name of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope is when you compare your suffering to the infinite, immeasurable love and grace of God. Isaiah 40, verse 31, says, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, that shall mount up on wings as eagles. I didn't need my circumstance to change. I don't need arms and legs. I need the wings of the Holy Spirit. And I'm flying because I know Jesus is holding me up. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you.
知道有冇人睇过呢段影片啊？有冇人睇过？睇过举下手。哦，有一两位睇过嗬。哦，有几位睇过嗬。啊，如果你想去再知道多啲Nick 呢个人嘅事迹咧，你可以 Google 一下。后尾啊，佢都结咗婚。哦，娶咗个靓老婆，同时生咗儿女添。哇！你话真系神奇妙嘅恩典吓，咁我冇时间去放呢啲影片啊，或者系佢嘅相啊，佢家庭相啊咁，但系你可以 Google 一下，咁你就可以揾得到噶啦。神嘅恩典系唔系足够啊？系啊，系啊，所以嚟到哥林多后书，虽然佢哋教会咁多事，但系保罗话喜乐，要喜乐。因为神的恩典足够。好了，那第二部分呢，跟群体有关的末了的话，是不是？那什么没有关啊？同心啦，和睦啦，同心和睦必须要出于神。因为他说什么呢？五章十八节话，一切都是出于神，他藉着基督使我们与他怎样和好。人与人的和好呢，必须要这个人先跟神和好。人同神和好咗咧，我哋心灵入边有一啲嘅困难咧，就解决咗，先至有可能真正同人嚟和好啦。所以保罗喺度教导末了的话嘅时候，佢话你哋要和好同心，因为要先与神和好。不但如此，我哋亦都可以将呢个和好嘅消息同埋信仰传递俾其他人吓。所以佢最后嘅话，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们，我哋亦都可以去到边度，去到嗰度就带嚟和好咯，系咪啊？好啦，最后讲到圣洁啦，你哋务要圣洁。咩叫圣洁咧？吓，好多时候我哋睇圣洁咧，就睇到圣洁嗰个道德伦理嘅层面啊。但系最根基嘅信仰咧，圣洁咧就系同呢个世俗嘅世界分开，叫做圣洁啦。啊，所以呢度六章十七节话咩咧？你们务要从他们中间出来，他们系指呢个世俗嘅世界吓，与他们分别分开，不要沾染不洁净的物，包括各种嘅思想、价值观等等，我就收纳你们。所以圣洁嘅最基础嘅信仰嘅根基咧，系指同呢个世界分开。我哋唔同世人为伍，唔系指我哋咧听日就要搬去火星住，搬唔到噶嘛，我哋仲系住喺地球啊嘛，我哋仲系住喺你唔系几中意嗰个邻居隔篱啊嘛，你就系你嘅同事都唔系几乜嘢噶嘛，你呢个现实生活，但系我哋嘅心灵中就有我哋价值嘅判断，有基督嘅爱，而且系有一种和好嘅信息。这个叫做圣洁啦，吓好啦，喺耶稣基督嘅恩典之中咧，佢讲到佢时常用一个比喻，佢话佢系大牧人啊嘛，佢系牧者啊嘛，咁我如果佢系牧者，我哋系乜嘢？羊咩咯，系咪啊？牧者带着羊咩去行人生嘅路啊嘛，我哋个个人都系羊咩咯，所以我哋要跟住牧者咯。但是呢，有时呢，我不知道你啦，有时我呢，你都可能就说，就是牧者这样走的时候呢，我就不跟他的，不听他话的。那怎样呢？有时甚至顶撞的。我看到一段影片很有意思，一个牧师转给我，转了给我，哇，之后呢，很多人看在 YouTube 上，你想不想看？啊，讲到一群羊的故事、我们看看这个大牧者带领一批羊，这群羊是怎样，没声的，不用听的、就是看就可以了。有冇人睇过？冇啊！再睇一次。嗱，我请你第二次睇咧，你睇下你嘅焦点喺边度吓？你再睇第二次，第一次好容易，第二就过咗啦。第二次睇下。 好，睇两次够啦，唔好再睇啦。如果你再想睇，你翻去 YouTube 揾咯。你睇到乜嘢？一群羊系咪啊？啊，从之后咧，睇阿哥。咁嗰只羊点啊？撞边个啊？撞个牧羊人啊！咁咧，仲有一除咗羊同牧羊人之外，仲有一个动物噶，狗啊，嗰只系牧羊犬嚟噶，系嘛？啊，牧羊犬啊，你睇到有咩感受？只狗唔做嘢，狗系保护羊，唔系保护牧羊人噶。狗系保护羊噶嘛？有啲咩猛兽嚟，哇哇哇咁啊，赶咗佢就，所以佢唔系保护牧羊人噶。啊、所以他都挺忠心的、啊、他保护羊嘛啊，我看了呢，我最有两样反省、啊、第一，我想问一下我自己、啊、我是不是那只恶耶羊啊，顶撞耶稣基督啊。第二个回想，我不知道你有没有看到最后那橛，就快完那橛，最后那群羊呢去了哪里啊？仲有冇人带啊？哇，可能羊就走迷喎、啊。呢、這个好似赛亚书话嗬，羊就自己行自己嘅路咯、啊。本来牧羊人要带嘅、啊，咁啊而家顶撞啊嘛，咁咪冇咯。耶稣基督就唔顶撞嘛，神嘅引领就唔系佢唔与我哋同在，系我哋顶撞佢、啊。于是我哋嘅人生就可能食到毒草、啊。可能失迷，可能落咗山坑，系咪啊？所以哥林多后书保罗最后话咩嘢呢？最后话我哋需要群体一齐和睦，去经历呢位牧羊人嘅带领，系咪啊？好啦，如果系咁嘅话咧，仲有一个非常紧要嘅提醒啦，读过噶啦呢段经文，一开始就读噶啦。佢话我仲有末了的话，要你哋要点啊？喜乐啦！完全人啦，受安慰啦，同心合意啦，彼此和睦啦，后面仲有讲到圣洁啦，就系红字嗰度一齐读啊嘛。如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。谂一谂，神系咪无所不在噶？当然啦，但系呢度话咧，当我哋成为一个仁爱和平的群体的时候呢，我们就特别感受到仁爱和平的神与我们同在了。不是说神不与那些乱糟糟的群体同在，不是，神无所不在的，只是当我们愿意跟从神的心意去行的时候，我们就特别容易去感受到仁爱和平的神与我哋同在。换句话说，头先我哋话末了的话有咁多嘢咧吓，六样嘢啊嘛。我哋唔好净系咧由呢个人嘅角度去睇。而家佢提到咩啊？有位神。当我哋愿意咁去做嘅时候咧，哇！神就与我哋同在。换句话说，呢个系一个立体嚟噶，唔系一个平面嚟噶。呢个系一个立体，呢、这个立体系咩意思呢？立体即系意思即系话，唔系净系等我哋谂到我哋要爱人啊，我哋要和睦啊，我哋要点啊呢样啊嗰样啊，而系要谂到，哇！呢位神原来同我哋系共鸣噶，呢位神系睇住我哋噶。你记唔记得头先 Nick 嗰个见证啊？佢嘅人生唔系话，哎，我好努力啊，我唔悲观啊，我要做个奋斗人啊，唔系、哦。佢话我 I am nothing。你有冇听到啊？佢咁样被神使用，佢觉得唔系靠我啊，系神嘅恩典临到。所以结论系咩咧？末了的话唔系人嘅道德教训啊！你哋要圣洁啊，唔系道德教训，而系回应神嘅呼召。必须要谂到呢位神与我哋同在，所以个人生命嘅更新同埋群体关系嘅增进，系咪啊？咪两方面嘅咩？个人生命更新嘛，嗰边就群体关系嘅增进嘛，唔净止系人间嘅努力，唔系话唔要努力，系要努力，但系唔净止系人嘅努力，更要依靠神嘅恩典，系咪啊？咁咩叫神嘅恩典咧？嗱，我记得都讲过啦，希望你仲记得啊。第一方面，不 配得的，得了了。信耶稣配不配的我们啊？救恩我们配不配啊？不配的，要去第一方面咯，不配得的得了，这个叫做恩典。不过这个是恩典的入门，不是恩典的结束。那恩典的最高是什么呢？是使得我们入了门之后呢，做不成的，做不了的，做不到的，现在做成了，这个叫做恩典。这个恩典是帮助我们信耶稣得了不配得的东西之后，亦都可以靠主做成了我们做不到的东西。求主引领我们人生很多东西靠自己真的做不到的，是不是？真的啊，我想起自己真的是做不到的，但是神会带领帮扶开路，于是我们做不了的做成了，这个就是恩典的另外一方面。而且是信主之人，我们应该继续去成长，继续去经历的，靠我做不到的，但是藉着神的能力做到了，靠我们人拆不到那栋楼的，就是电力公司那张东西你拿不到你都拆不到了，是吧？我们一起祈祷咯，终于神一步一步开路咯。我们靠人没办法建造一个会众的，但是我们靠着神，我们做不到的就做得到了。求主在这个神的教会中，在这个咁同心的粤语堂会中继续使用大家。我相信在你的身上，你千祈不要想我做不到的，恩典就是叫你做不到的做到了，于是我们可以继续奔跑，是不是？做不到神可以使我们做到，这个就叫做恩典。愿主的恩典与众弟兄姊妹同在。那呢，我就七月初就会离开了，离开之前呢，离开美国之前呢就回台湾了，之前呢也有很多其他的侍奉啊，所以可以请你为我祈祷啦。听日我要去加州教书了，之后回来呢在个 Lashua 又有一个启示录的教书了，之后呢又要去马里兰 Maryland 又教书了，等等啦。所以呢走之前又频频破破，咁咧就终有一日都系要 say goodbye 嘅，今日 say goodbye to you， 总有一日咧我都要 say goodbye to 我嘅 family， 我的 family 啊，我仔啊，我媳妇啦，个女啦，女你见过啦，我个孙啊，你未见过啊，佢系复活节嗰日生嘅，复活节嗰个主日朝头早，哇，媳妇已经痛咗一段时间啦，咁啊到咗主日朝头早，佢话唔得啦，要去医院啦，哇，我仔急急嘅，咁带佢去医院。我哋两个老头子咧就照顾住姐姐咯，哇！去到医院半个钟头就生出嚟咯，哦，于是呢个系复活节宝宝啊，咁呢个系佢哋上个礼拜影嘅，姐姐同埋细佬，我哋好唔舍得啊，就好似舍唔得你咁啊，但系都合要神嘅恩典同埋呼召，使我哋做唔到嘅做到。所以我哋七月中，我哋就会翻到台湾，喺呢间教会侍奉，中文叫做浸信会怀恩堂 （Grace Baptist Church）。嗰度有个网站，如果你仲想睇下我个样有冇瘦咗啊，有冇肥咗啊，头发有冇白啲啊，还是黑翻啊咁啊？咁你可以上网站，所有嘅讲道系有录影嘅，咁你可以睇下吴牧师系肥咗瘦咗，咁咧就求主引领神嘅恩惠与我哋同在，我哋一齐祈祷好嘛？感谢神，你亲自引领，我哋相信你所作嘅系出乎我哋意料之外，愿主你亲自赐福，我哋睇到教会不断向前行，愿主你引领教会需要你的恩典同在，因为靠我们真是做不成，有时反而是败事有余，但是如果我们跟着神的心，跟着神的路去行，我们就可以做不成的靠神做成了。愿主将这个恩典赐给众弟兄姊妹，亦都在我们的人生之中，使我们去经历这位神竟然是要我们喜乐，要我们做完全人，叫我们可以受安慰，亦都可以得着你的奇妙恩典，使得我们整个群体可以同心合意，彼此和睦，同奔天路。
愿主继续赐福，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。